Shmuel Beis Perek Yagimel Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and so a report has come back to David, possibly even sent by Avshalom as part of his stratagem, that all of the sons of the king have been killed at Avshalom's sheep shearing party. Vayakam Hamelech, so the king got up, and the Chazal say from here a halacha that when one does kiriya, when a mourner rips his garments, that he should do it standing up. So the king stood up, Vayikra Espigodov, and he tore his garments in the fashion of an avel, Vayishkav Artsa, and he lay down on the ground. Interesting, it does not say he sat down on the ground, but he lay down on the ground. One would wonder whether all of his strength left him, that he literally felt faint because of this terrible news to his entire family, at least the way he believed it right now. Again, the Mepharshim don't really address the idea that he lay on the ground rather than sat on the ground, but it seems significant to me. V'chol avadav nitzavim kiruei v'gadim. And all of his servants stood around him with their clothing torn as well. So for them, perhaps it was not quite as completely shocking, but you can imagine, you know, everybody's standing around, they don't know what to do, they're trying to keep him company, but they don't know how they're going to be able to console him in any way. And everybody's afraid to speak up. What do you say to the king? And we know this is a king who has occasionally responded to bad news with violence, as we discussed previously in the parak. So, Lamed Beis, Vayan, Yonadav ben Shimma, Achi David. And so notice that Yehonadav has lost his hay. And so now, Yonadav, the son of Shimma, the brother of David, meaning Yonadav, the nephew of David, who is responsible as an instigator for a lot of this, since he is the one who had come up with the plan that isolated Tamar with Amnon in the first place. And he is also, some of the Chazal point out, a tremendous opportunist. He would never let it get a chance go by to raise himself up in the eyes of the king. And remember, according to the language earlier in the parak, it seemed like he was quite jealous of Amnon's high position and privileges as the prince. So, you know, Yonadav seems a pretty unctuous fellow, to use a 5-cent SAT word. And so Amnon answered, nobody asked a question. So that implies that he spoke up, this fine young man, where every hair is exactly in place and every other kid in the class hates his guts. Vayomer, al yomar Adoni eis kol hana orim b'nei ha-melech hemisu. So Yonadav said, do not let my master say that they have killed all of the young men, the king's sons. No, ki Amnon levado meis. Only Amnon is dead. So, you know, everything's okay. Only Amnon is dead. Now, some people say that Yonadav was actually telling David, be careful what you say. If you say out loud, that's why he said, Al Yomar Adoni, let not my master say that they're all dead. Because when a great person says something, even inadvertently, sometimes it's brought to fruition. Yaakov Avinu saying, whoever stole the idols shall die, ended up condemning his own wife to death. Because when a tzaddik says something like that, it can have great force. So don't invite the ayin hara. So maybe Yonadav is actually being giving good advice here. But then he compounds it by saying, Ki al pi Avshalom haisa shuma. A suma, I'm sorry, a sin there. Because it was by Avshalom's directive. Avshalom's suma, Avshalom's sum, made this happen. The Ma'ari Cross says, Sima shel ma'arev, lahargo. It was his command to make an ambush that resulted in the death of Amnon. How Yonadav knows all the ins and outs here. But you could also say that Yonadav was especially close to Amnon. So perhaps he is very hurt that Amnon is dead. Or maybe he's deflecting his own responsibility for what it was he had been saying before. Miyom anoso es tamar achoso. Because this has been planned from the time that Amnon violated his sister Tamar, who would know better than Yonadav. So, Chazal say in Koheles that Tov Kaas Misachok, anger is better than a smile. So what is Shlomo HaMelech referring to when he says anger is better than a smile? He's referring to Amnon. A little bit of David's anger sometime during the ensuing 2 years would have been better than the smile that silenced judgment against Amnon. David never rebuked him. And so even earlier, before the Maisa happened, and that's what turned Amnon to evil ways, was the fact that he knew no limits. So Yonadav continues, Lamed Gimel, Ve'ata al yosem Adoni HaMelech elibo davar lemor. So don't let my master the king take this thing to heart, saying, Kol b'nei HaMelech mesu, that all of the sons of the king are dead. Ki, and it says ki im, but you don't read the im, it's a ksiv v'lo kari, ki Amnon levado mes, because Amnon alone is dead. So this is almost exactly the same thing as what he said in the previous pasuk, but it's not redundant or redundantly repetitious, because the king might have thought that Yonadav was wrong. He might have still thought in his heart that all of his sons were dead. So Yonadav is confirming and emphasizing the fact that only Amnon died. The Ma'am Lois says maybe David would have thought that the brothers died defending Amnon and trying to save him. So Amnon's death led to many deaths, and Yonadav is repeating and saying, no, just Amnon. But by saying ki Amnon levado meis, so some of the Chazal say that that word levado is a very telling phrase, because by saying only Amnon alone is dead, it's saying that he died not necessarily as a righteous person. When a tzaddik dies, he doesn't die alone. His mitzvos go with him, his schar goes with him, his positive qualities go with him. Think about Moshe Rabbeinu, who died b'neshikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't die alone. Amnon died alone. Amnon died stripped of everything because his wickedness had removed any righteousness that would go with him. So again, Yonadav, interesting. Possibly opportunistic, possibly unctuous and, trying to snake his way in, or possibly a very straightforward person who didn't mean the evil that Amnon eventually did. Maybe he didn't consider that Amnon would be capable of it. So maybe I've been a little unjust to Yonadav, but Yonadav is going to use his current position to keep himself in the king's good graces. He's going to continually try. We'll see him speak again momentarily. So Yonadav, once he's got an in with the king, doesn't let it go so easily. And that's a type of court person and a type of political or politician type person that, you know, we've all seen in action before. And there's something about Yonadav that Chazal basically say is just untrustworthy. He's out for himself. And he's going to praise himself the next time we see him again.